Hey, Zoyd, ich bin nicht kein Lust zum Schein, ich bin Neil Rifke, was mein Schein Zoyd, bis Schluss für Schleim, ich bin mein Schein, mein Malki, Hennis und Zoyd, mein Bruch, was Zoyd, Malki. Schluss für all those in and around there to Zoyd. So we're holding a mill of Simen Kupza de Gimel, and continue on over here in some very, very applicable halachas when it comes to Zimun. And just to finish up Sif Beis, we're at the end by the Ramah. So just we'll read the Ramah again. The Ramah said, what we were talking about over here, that there's certain situations that you do not have a chiyuv of zimun. Okay, says the Rama mikol makom. Afilu kol makom shereshayin lechalik, that you have a right to separate. Let's say you were, the different reasons we gave, that one guy came late, one guy came early, they weren't eating with kavod, different reasons. Adif tfei lezamein mishum de melach. So although you have a right to do it, it's still better if you could be mitzaref and do the zimun. Let's see the mishabur. Three people late together without a kviyas. Even though my ikar halacha they could separate, it's better not to separate. Now, the Rama said, always better do the zimun. And mishabur said, even if you're talking about a situation where you're going to say lekenu. Now, I am Magen Avraham Shehiksha. The Meharbi Paiske Mashma for many of the Paiske Linyan Shloisha Shacham Malik Kva. There ain't Echad Yachal Haitzach Avayi Rebichas. That if three people ate together without a kviyas, forget about Zimun. And I want to be mitzi the other person with Birchas Hamazon. There's shitas that hold you can't. Now, since there's shitas that hold that I cannot be mitzi the other person with Birchas Hamazon, that means we didn't eat together. The same rule would apply to Zimun. Therefore, you're not allowed to. Now, what's the problem with them? I ain't Shavarek was it. But we'll see in a second what the problem with that is. But after Yesh Zimun, there are those Achrayim that hold that it's not connected, Zimun and benching. Even though I can't be mitzvah the other guy with benching, I would still be able to do Zimun. Like the Magen Avraham. If you cannot be mitzi the other guy with birchas hamazon, we need an ian. Now, what's the problem? The problem is okay. The meila, if we do zimun for three, I didn't say Hashem's name, but if I really, but and maybe I'm just saying something that's really not negeya because we can't be mezame. But if the halacha is that we can't really do zimun, what and I have 10 people, what gives me the right to say Hashem's name? So the Rama, who just said that we could go ahead and do Zimun, even if we didn't have a Chiyuv in Zimun, but it's better to do it, it's the Magen Avraham seems to say, and many other Shitas, that it's not so Pashut, because maybe there is no Chiyuv in Zimun, and then you can't do it. Umisayim, so the Prima Gadim says, the Basara, she has to say, Efshad, the Asul Kulam, and Zamun, and Chiyuv, and you shouldn't do it. Chaymash, Mem Ches, Din Zayin. So, if that's the case, then it's not so pashut. We didn't have a chiyuv and zimun, any one of the instances that we learned yesterday, then, and we have 10 people who said that I can say 10. So Lamaisa, he brings down over here, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that zimun with three without Hashem's name, you can do. So the Rama says it's okay, besides the fact not saying Hashem's name. He brings down that if you do have 10 and you're in such a situation, that you don't necessarily have a chiyuv of zimun, and therefore you have a problem because some of the shitas hold that you cannot be mezamein, and you would be saying Hashem's name levatala. You should still do zimun, but don't say Hashem's name, because if you remember, we learned earlier that if I do zimun with 10 people and I forget to say Hashem's name, but the yevet I was yotze zimun anyway. So here we have a shaila: do I can I do zimun? Can I not do zimun? I on the tzad that I can't do zimun, I shouldn't be saying Hashem's name. So he says, therefore, do zimun without Hashem's name. So at least you were yotze. And you didn't end up falling into that position of saying Hashem's name. Okay. Let's start with Siv Gimel. Very interesting how we go from the Metzias at the time that the Mechaber wrote the Halacha to how it is applied today with the Metzias. So you have three people and they're riding along on their donkeys. And they say, let's eat. Now, we're talking about in the first case that they stopped. So they're all sitting on their donkeys and they stopped to eat. Okay? Even though they're each eating from their own bread. They did not go down and starve, and that is a tzira. Why? They stopped and they're sitting together in one spot. If they continue to ride while they're eating, it says there's no kvias. It's three separate people riding along, and therefore, you cannot do zimun. If three people are out in the field, or 10 people, doesn't make a difference how many, but they're spread out. Everybody's sitting, puts out their blanket, having their own picnic. They're all eating from the same bucket of food. There's no tzira. So therefore, they cannot do zimun. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get to Ramah soon. This exact words of this sif was brought down earlier on in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Ella, the Shah Meril Inyan Lahaytzi Bech Samaytzi, the Hacha Meril Inyan Tzir of Zimun. There, the halacha was, can we be Maytzi each other with Hamaytzi? And there we said the same halacha. If we're riding on our donkeys and we stop and we're together, I can be Maytzi with Hamaytzi. If we continue to ride, then we cannot be Maytzi each other with Hamaytzi. If we're spread out on a field, we can't be Maytzi, same halacha. Within Echel Hashanayim, it's the exact same halacha as there. Kvar Be'ati Shem Shabur Be'er Ayin Shem. If you want to see the details of halacha, go look over there. We went through it. Pelchem Echem Loi, however, if they're traveling along and they're riding their donkeys, they can't. Now, Ube Yoshem Agola, and this is where we're going to get into how do we deal with our modern-day transportation modes. The Yoshem Agola, if we're riding in a wagon, Ve'ochlem Be'yachek Shem Noisen, and they're eating together while the horses are pulling the wagon. He's not sure what is the halacha. When in any case you have a suffix, three you should do a zimun. But if you have 10, you can't say Hashem's name. Same thing like we just said earlier on. Because if you have 10 people, so I'm riding 10 people in a wagon, we're mesupik, is this considered holchem, and therefore there's no zimun, or there is zimun, so therefore do zimun without Hashem's name. Now, how does this apply today? So basically, today, we're going to have, generally we won't be riding in a wagon and eating, and with a horse pulling us, but we can be driving in a 15-passenger van. We could with a minion. We could be on a plane. We could be on a cruise ship. Or we could be on a train. That would seemingly be the various different situations. What would be the halacha today? So now, very interesting. The brought down in the Magen Avraham says that on a boat you and the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down, but he doesn't give the reason. Brings down the Magen Avraham that if you're on a boat, you could do zimun. So you have 10 people, you're out on a cruise, we meet all the requirements, we sit around one table, no problem, you could do zimun. Now, why is a boat different than an agola? So there's really, in the Paiskim, two different theories to it. One shot is that on a boat, you are not really moving, you're really stationary. And we've had this before, and the boat's not stationary. The water is moving, the boat is stationary. Therefore, some say that is the difference between an agala and a boat. A agala, you're moving, and therefore it's a shaila if you can do zimun or not. However, on a boat, you're not moving, and therefore there's no shaila you could do zimun. That is one shot. Now, if you go with that shot, turns out that on an airplane, if you can do a tzirup on an airplane, right? So we're all flying on the Emirates, what's the upper class, not upper class, I forgot what it's called. I've never been on it, but I saw a YouTube clip on it. Where you have your own private dining room in the suite, right? So you're on a plane and you can all be sitting together. So if you're sitting all in a regular seats on a plane, it's gonna be hard to say we were Mitzara, but maybe yes. Okay, you're on a chartered flight. But let's say you're on a plane that's similar to a boat, you're all sitting together and you can all say you're being Mitzara. So according to the Pshat, a plane is the same as a boat. As the air is moving and the plane is not moving, just like in a boat, the water is moving and the plane is not moving. See, to Morocco, you can charter a plane in Morocco and we wouldn't have this problem. Definitely at Sirif over there. So that would be a point of shot in the plane. However, in a 15-passenger van would be like an agola, right? A bus would be like an agola. Okay, so that's if you go with this pshat. Now, there's another pshat. Jack, give me one second. There's another pshat in why a boat is different, and that is brought down from the from the Merk Tzua. He brings down that has nothing to do with the moving or not. It has to do with how the matzav of your mindset and the matzav of the situation is. So he says, in an agala, you're not really eating together. You're all cramped in an agala. But in a boat, it could be spacious. You're on a big cruise ship. You're able to say that you have a tziruf, and therefore you're all eating together. It's nothing to do with the movement. So if that's the case, he says, on a plane, it would depend. If there's a bunch of turbulence and you're all trying to hold on to your sandwich and you just want to, you're starving, so you want to scarf something down, and you're in the no extra leg room, last row in the middle seat of a coach, you're not being matzarif with the other people. On the other hand, if you're driving on a beautiful luxury van to go to Rebbe Meilich's Kaiva in Poland over there, then you're sitting very comfortable, and you could do matzarif there. Lamaisa, I asked this to the Rav this morning. Lamaisa, the Rav said that we seem to be noted this way, that it's not about the movement, it has to do about the mindset. And if the mindset is we're all sitting together in a luxury van, we could be matzarif. If you're on a camp trip and you're all in a very comfortable coach bus and everybody's eating the same food, then no problem, you could be matzarif. If you're sitting on Muncie Trails bus going in the morning from Muncie to Manhattan, where everybody's sitting in their corner and you might bring your own sandwich, you're not being matzarif with the other people. You're eating yourself. So it has to do with the matzav and the mindset of how you're doing. So that's a very interesting, the question is which reason you go with, but that seems to be the way the Olam is Nayig Benigea to this halacha. The same thing would be on a train, right? If you have a train that you're sitting on an MTA, you know, with a million people squeezed in, pushing each other, then it's one situation. On the other hand, you're sitting on a train that middle of I forgot where it was, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Prague, wherever they were, that they got us our own private train. That is a matzav that you would be able to do zimun if you go with the second pshat, not with the pshat that it's moving. But that seems to be the way most of the poskim are noita. Okay, so let's see if we can do the
Rami,
yes, Jack.
What role does proximity play to this? So in the example with the airplane, if we're all sitting in business class or wherever it is, we're all in one area. But if we're spread out throughout the economy or throughout the plane, even if we're all having this food at the same time and whatever we're doing, we're not actually sitting next to each other.
Right, 100%. So that, yes, the Rav actually mentioned that, 100%. So if on a plane, right, so to have a situation on most planes, they can have 10 people together, that you can mamish say that we're eating together is very, very unlikely, right? So if you have three people, we're sitting in one row next to each other, to say that we ate together makes sense. But if we're spread out, right, we said the halacha before, that if I'm spread out in the field, it's not the, what's it called? There has to be a feeling that me and you are eating together. So even if, let's say, we're flying together, right, and you say you bring the sandwiches, right? So I go to the store and I pick up 10 bagels and tuna. And we get hungry, we open up the bag, we give it out, everybody gets their bagel and tuna, right? But like you said, I'm in one row and you're in the next row and we're spread out. There's no syrup. We didn't eat together. We each ate our sandwich separately, even though the food came from one of us together. On the flip side, even if we're eating the train food, but we're sitting, let's go easier, three people, we're sitting all three next to each other, says, oh, let's get our lunch now and let's eat together. That would be a oifen that you're being mitzara, you know. So 100%, that would be the difference. So a situation on a plane, listen, if somehow or another you're flying on a private plane and 10 people eating together, but on a typical commercial flight, to say that you have 10 people eating together, it would be quite unusual. I did recently, there was a video that went around of a Chas and Kala were flying to Eretz Yisrael and they made Sheva Brachas on the plane, but I think they did it right. They all stood around in the back of one area and they ate together. Runs into a Shaila, if you were standing and you ate together, would you be able to be Mitzara for Zeman or not? They bring down that if it's a place that it's normal to eat standing, then it would be Mitzara. I don't know, in the back of a plane, I think a back of a plane on a flight to Israel is normal to stand around and get in people's way. I think that's the minig oil. So But 100%, you're correct. It has to not only be that we're all eating the same food. There has to be a mindset that I am now eating together. Generally on a plane, right? Whenever they serve you your food, you eat it. You're not eating with me. I'm not eating with you. Maybe we're sitting right next to each other and we bought sandwiches. Maybe that would be a matzav of eating together. But certainly, we're spread out all over the plane. That wouldn't be the case. All right, let's stop over here. And the Ramah is anyway a new subject, so we'll start with that. Emir Hashem, what day is today? Somebody help me out. Tuesday. Oh, we'll learn tomorrow. All right. Very good. We will learn tomorrow, Emir Hashem. Hashem's help.